It all started when the pregnant girl went crazy. Walt spotted her right away, standing amid the knot of customers who waited out front as he unlocked the doors. 19, 20 years old, belly about to burst. Sweet smile. When Walt saw that smile, the first thing that came to mind was Emily. He remembered the fresh scrubbed look she'd had when she was pregnant with their first child, an effervescence she had carried through to old age, the ability to smile even as death reached up and put a hammerlock on her heart. Walt looked at the girl and felt a choke of emotion bubble up as he swung the doors open. He had loved his wife, but he didn't really like thinking about her. He'd never been one to dwell on the past, and as sweet as this little lady seemed to be, he felt uncomfortable looking her in the eye. She, on the other hand, didn't seem to have a problem with it. As customers filed past him into the bank, she waited her turn, then let her smile widen as she approached, looking directly at him. "Beautiful morning, isn't it?" Her voice had a carefree, "I've conquered the world" lilt to it, the kind only kids her age are able to muster. Walt himself had never been much of a conqueror. As 37 years working security for the same bank easily demonstrated, but he envied those who seemed to feel they were invincible. Avoiding the girl's gaze, he stared out at the sky, which was as blue as Emily's eyes. "Yes, ma'am," he said. "A morning like this makes me wish I had wings." It didn't really, but he believed in being polite, and the words sounded good. Almost poetic. Walt didn't think it possible, but the girl's smile grew even wider as she slipped past him, her shoulder brushing against the gray of his uniform. He watched her waddle to the counter at the center of the room, where she grabbed a withdrawal slip and began filling it out with deliberate strokes, as if the final result would somehow be worthy of framing. Walt realized it wasn't just her smile that reminded him of Emily. It was everything about her. Her build, the little yellow sundress, the short cropped hair, the way she kept her purse cocked on her hip as she stood there, all of her concentration centered on the task at hand. For just a moment he wished he were young again, wished he could wipe away all these years without his woman and go back to a time when the only thing that mattered was how much they loved each other. When laughter was a way of life, and a leaky pipe or a pet on the loose or a wrong turn was an adventure rather than a chore. An adventure they shared as comrades in arms. Try as he might, Walt couldn't stop thinking about these things. This girl had somehow opened the floodgates, and he knew now that her beautiful morning was just the beginning of his bad day.